Gwenda Markwell joins us. Morning to you, Gwenda.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, at least we're racing.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah. We just spoke with Brody, the track manager at Goulburn. We're on the better side of a soft seven. I think it'd be fair to say that what rain Kembla Grange has gotten, that's 290 mil in the last week. I mean, it's just been staggering, Gwenda.
Yeah, we've had a lot of rain. Like, all the time I've been down here over 20 years and I've never seen rain like it in a short space of time. And the ground's just very, very wet.
And I think that that real bad storm that you got around four yesterday, it was just probably the clincher, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I'd been out on the track with David Anderson that afternoon before, and he was pretty sure we'd be racing, and the track just looked amazing. And an hour later, down comes the rain.
Yeah, it's unbelievable just the way it's fallen. But anyway, at least we're on. That's the main thing. You've got some good chances in this race. How's your confidence about Louis CK resuming here on a soft seven?
I think he'll go very well. He's just a very honest horse and always knows how to find the finishing line.
He certainly did. I mean, that last run there going back to late January and behind Got Unders, and that horse has really gone on. The horse has got good form lines around it.
Yeah, he's a beautiful horse, and I was a bit worried about his fitness, so we give him a bit of a trial at Ramwick on Tuesday, so I'm pretty happy with the fitness, and I just think he'll run a great race.
Okay, so that trial on Tuesday's just brought him to where you want him to be.
Yeah, it's not something that I normally do with training, but the way the weather worked out, I sort of didn't have much choice. But he's a very tough horse, and he just handles anything you put in front of him.
I guess what you've explained there is that trial has helped you, given that you may have missed some work there with all the rain at Kembla.
Yes, we sure did. We last Saturday, and a lot of other trainers from Kemp Grange, we all went up to Warwick Farm and worked on the pro ride. And I took my horse at a racing at Goulburn up to the pro ride on Saturday morning at Warwick Farm. So we did get a bit of work into him.
Yeah, that's good. You've got two others. Star of the Ring is also first up today. How do you see this mare first up?
I do think she'll run a great race. She's a 2,400-metre horse, so she's nice and fresh. She looks very well, and she'll like wet going, so I reckon she'll run a very, very cheeky race.
She's got the freshness to run, sort of, as you say, cheeky.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And the other one is Alert by Sea, who's got the run now, coming off a benchmark 65 run there at Kembla, where the horse sort of sat up on the pace and was pretty brave in the end.
Yeah, she's a mare that's got speed and maintains it. It'll run a good race. She tries to.
And these three all handle a bit of sting out of the track.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you got a leaning towards one or the other?
On form and everything, you would really have to say Louis CK.
Yep, okay. Well, I think we can take the line that maybe we include the three. If we're playing Quinellas and Trifectas and First Fours, we put them all in.
Put them all in. Put Star of the Ring in. As I say, she's a mare by Teofilo, and there's nothing nicer than a stayer having resuming. They race well, and she does like a bit of dampness in the ground.
You've got three others there. How do you think they'll go? Midnight Ride and Man of Colours in race four?
Yeah, Midnight Ride, he would be loved to be racing at Kembla. He would like that real heavy 10. He's a real wet tracker.
Yep.
He's honest and he's prize. He will run a good race.
And what about LVR in race five, the maiden?
Yeah, he's a horse that always seems to be struggling to win a race. He certainly knows how to run placings. But he puts himself right there and just back a little bit in journey, which will suit at this stage. He's a very big, heavy, gross horse. We'll run a good race. He always runs a good race, so a bit of luck on his side, he'll win.
I've got to ask you, while I've got you, Gwenda, Pomelo that ran at Randwick and won recently, what's the plan there?
Sure, we'll go to the final at this stage and then we'll make another decision after that.
Gee, it was an impressive win. I mean, it was, by the time we got to the last, it was real wet, but the horse just kept finding.
Yeah, she's missed a little bit of work and hasn't done a great lot of racing. It's gone good. I do think there's a lot of upside to her. It'll run a better race in the champions when she gets a bit more on top of the ground. And yeah, it's a very nice filly.
Yeah, no, it was a really impressive win. Hey, Gwenda, thanks for your time. Good luck with the three of them today. Hope, well, the first three in this race make it through to the final. So who knows what will unfold. Good luck.
No worries. Thank you.